Radio Manchester.
Make a difference.
Now, quite often we hear from some people doing some pretty amazing things for charity, including going around the country on the back of a bike looking at rude place names, but this is something completely different because we're going to talk to a couple who are taking on a pretty big challenge. They are paddleboarding the length of the country. It'll take up to 3 months. They are going to be at the mercy of weather conditions. They are Sophie Witter and Dave Chant. They're doing this to raise money for three charities: Wilderness Foundation UK, RNLI and Frontline Children. Today, the reason that we're talking to them is that they are paddling close to Ashton-under-Lyne, and they are with us today. How are you doing, guys?
Thank you.
Oh, it's just a pleasure. Right, Sophie, first of all, whose idea was this? I mean, God blimey, this is taking your life in your own hands, isn't it?
Well, it was actually James, and I'd met him about a week when he told me that he wanted to do it. And then a week later, he asked if I wanted to do it, and I said yes. And he was like, are you sure? Do you understand what I'm asking you? And I still said yes.
Well, good on you. Sophie, what's been your paddleboarding experience up to this point?
So both Dave and myself are quite new to it. So I actually started paddleboarding last summer. It was a kind of whirlwind COVID experience. Stopped in the summer and thought, oh, I'll stop in winter. But the stopping never happened. And a year later, I went to join a friend on a challenge. I was supposed to do one day of 40K, stayed for 7 and did 200.
Wow.
And then I met Dave on the last day of that.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? I'm just thinking, during COVID, I think I painted a fence and did a Sudoku, and there's you doing something incredible like this on the paddleboard. Dave, what's been your experience? Are you an accomplished paddleboarder?
So I've been paddleboarding a year as well. So I think it's been about a year or 2 months. So we both started in that summer where you start seeing paddleboards everywhere on the rivers and the sea.
And tell us about the course that you're doing, because I'm complete novice at this, other than for the fact that I know that I would spend more time in the water than I would on the paddleboard. How difficult is it to remain upright on the sort of stretches of waterways that you're going to be on?
Well, actually, we bought hardboards for the journey because they're better on sea than inflatables. And I think we spent the first 3 days in Cornwall literally on our knees. So now we're on the canals, we're standing up. And actually, we're standing up unless it's very choppy.
So there's been a few swims. One person more than another, myself. But yeah, we've had a few swims, but luckily, I like to swim too, so...
Oh, well, that's good. Have you gone through a day yet where you've not gone wet?
Yes, we have. I mean, all the days on the canals, we've got wet because of the rain, but we haven't been in yet, and there have been a few days on the sea where we've been fine, so that was good.
That's good. That is a victory day, isn't it? That's like a great victory. Yeah. Well, listen, you've got the lovely Manchester mizzle today, as we like to call it, the murky drizzle. You're in Ashton-under-Lyne, so you're going to get wet, whatever. Tell us what you can see. What's it been like? What's the experience of Ashton-under-Lyne been like?
So we're actually on our way to Ashton at the moment. We're at Marple Lock.
Okay, that's very nice.
It's beautiful and lovely stone buildings, even in the lovely we have. But yeah, so we've got to do the take on the locks, and then we should be heading to Ashton this evening. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, excellent. And why the three charities? Are these just three charities that are really special to you?
We started with a list of about 20 charities. It was so hard to narrow it down. And we were like, we need to pick one each. So I picked RNLI and Sophie picked Wilderness. And then we had such help from the paddleboarding community, such a lovely community, and a chap called Jordan Wiley, especially, who runs Frontline Children. We wanted to bring that charity in as well.
Well, listen, you're doing an amazing job. I know you want to try and make £24,000. That's going to be about £5 per kilometre. How can we donate, Sophie and Dave?
So if you go onto our website, www.stopitandsee.uk, we have a donation link that will take you to our Virgin Money page.
Excellent. Well, listen, good luck to the two of you. Stay upright, stay dry, if you can. Sophie Witter and Dave Chance, thank you for joining us. They are paddleboarding. If you're in Ashton-under-Lyne, you might well see them on the way down from Marple this afternoon.